Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've done a couple stories lately about houses built in the wrong spots, often a little bit over the edge of someone else's property. And then the authorities come in and say, you have to move your house. Or the person who owns that property says, you got to move your house. And if you don't, we'll have the authorities ask you to do it. And of course, if you don't own the property where your house is built, you've got issues. And so we actually have a story now where a Texas couple's forever home accidentally built on the wrong property. Entirely. The whole house built on the wrong lot. So this is a bigger problem than someone saying, hey, you're 6 inches over. Here you are completely in the wrong spot. And now the question is, what do you do? And of course, mistakes were made, but who made them? Anna Gallegos wrote this for iHeart.com. The couple in the story thought they had done everything right. They purchased rural land 50 miles outside of Austin, Texas, in a place called Smithville. And they bought it from a friend in 2018. So a few years back, they bought the property and they said, hey, we bought this property. We're going to get to build our own home. It's one thing to go out and buy a house and you try to find the house that's best suited to your needs. But if you get to design one from the ground up, that's pretty cool. So you want a bigger, you know, closet, but not so large of a kitchen. You can do that. You want a gigantic kitchen, not so large of a closet. You can do that. You don't have to put up with somebody else's wacky tastes. So the woman told KXAN, this is where we're going to build our forever home. And I've actually never heard that phrase used with respect to like your dream home. I've heard of orphaned cats and dogs going to their forever home, but they cleared the land themselves. They found a builder, took out a loan to have the house built, got all the paperwork and permits with the county to make this happen. When their home was built in November of 2020, they thought they were all set. Time to move in. And then a man knocked on the door, literally came up and knocked on the door and said, this is the quote, your home is on my property. Now, guy's not being vague here. Guy came right out and said what the problem is. And you got to like that. The guy's concise, direct, and to the point. Your home is on my property. If true, this is a big problem. If not true, the man could be crazy. But it turns out he was right. The couple built their home on the land that they were originally shown in 2018. What they or the previous owner didn't know was that they actually owned the plot of land next door. So there's a couple different lots available, and they were being shown a lot, but the lot that they were supposed to be looking at was one lot over. That's a problem. Now they're trying to figure out what happened. They got a land survey done before they did the building, and the survey correctly identified their land, but no one during the entire home building process stopped to check if the work was being done in the right place. And so I suspect that these are parcels that are not that distinct from each other. Perhaps it's like one big open area. And so the difference between, say, this lot and this lot might not be much. Might not be much to, you know, spot with your own eyes. Or other mistakes were made. So they got the land survey done. They surveyed the right piece of property. But somehow the builders built over here. And no one caught that. So they want to know how their home builder and the companies they use to set up their utilities got everything wrong. And that's the weird part. Think about this. If you run a construction company and you build buildings, homes, or other structures, and someone says, I want a home built, where? They're not just going to say, oh, Smithville. They're going to say a particular lot as defined by the particular meets and bounds or whatever they use there. And it's going to be exact, this exact spot. And then, of course, the county is going to say, well, or whatever the municipality is going to say, well, you need to have your home built so far back from the road, so far from the side, so far, the setbacks and all this stuff. And then, of course, the utility company is going to say, well, tell us where the home's going to be. We'll go out and we'll install the utilities and all that stuff, you know, make it so you can hook everything up. And so there's a bunch of people who are relying on being on the right piece of property. And it makes you wonder how this happened. But again, it very well could simply be that you've got, imagine you've got a dirt road and you've just got, you know, out in the desert and you've just got land on both sides of it. Not all of it's going to be marked with dotted lines that you can see from space, right? So it's just going to be, there's land here and you bought this slice here and this slice is yours, but it doesn't look any different than the slice next to it or the slice across the street from it or whatever. And so being off by one lot is a real possibility. And you would think that the home builder who comes out there and says, okay, I've got to build a home and I've got to put it in the center of a particular lot, would figure out which lot that is, you'd think. So when asked by KXAN what happened, the home builder could not explain the mistake. And now the couple is trying to work out a trade with the actual property owner so they won't have to move again. Because what's happened, of course, as noted, is that they had looked at a piece of property next door to the piece of property they actually bought. And I don't exactly know when it was discovered that the mistake had been made in somebody's mind that, you know, we looked at A, but we bought B because the paperwork all shows B. So, ironically, they own the empty lot next door to their house, which is on someone else's property. Now, the story ends there in the news, and it makes you wonder what's going to happen next. There's a bunch of things that could happen next. One of which is the person who owns the land upon which the house sits could say, get your house off my property. Because while it is your dream home, it might not be his dream home. So you probably can't move it. Let's be realistic here. He might say, I want that house off the property or bulldozed and you pay the cleanup costs. It's his property. He's entitled to make you get your stuff off his property. The same way if you came on and dumped something on it, right? Now, you might say, but Steve, the house has got value. Presumably, the guy's going to want to take advantage of that. He might want to. And then the question is, what do we do next? So let's assume for a moment that lot A and lot B are identical except for the locations. Everything else is the same. Same size, same view of the sunrise, whatever you have. Assuming that's the case, presumably, you could ask the man to swap properties, which is what they're asking him to do. And if, in fact, he agreed to do that, which he could do, solves the problem. Now, many people would immediately notice that you're asking the guy to trade something that he didn't have to trade. Could he get something out of it? And I have a sneaky feeling he could. Because he could just say, well, here's your choice. Level your house at your cost, clean it up at your cost, and I'm going to charge you for the damages for the time that you had something on my property. He could do that. He could say, do all those things, or pay me some money and I'll do the swap. That's what I would think most attorneys would say would be the best solution here. Unless, of course, the guy simply is a very charitable fellow and says, yes, I'll do a straight trade. Let's sit down and do paperwork. That could happen too. But in this day and age, I wouldn't count on that. Some people might say, but Steve, let me ask you a question. Let's suppose the guy says, no, don't want to trade, and I'm not going to make you knock the home down. It's my house now. You built it on my property. Does the man get to keep the house? Well, if you leave it on his property, yes. There is a hypothetical possibility, that the people who built the home, if the owner of the land moved into it, took advantage of that. The people who built the home could sue for what's called unjust enrichment. And unjust enrichment is very complicated. It's not even necessarily available in all 50 states. It's an equitable remedy, which is a fancy way of saying that courts can do something to make something right. That's not just simply an exchange of money. And it's equitable in nature, meaning that it's going to be fashioned by the court, and you basically say this guy who got the free house is being enriched, and he's being enriched in a way that is not completely fair to every party involved. And so because he's getting something out of this, he should pay something for it. And I'm not saying that would work, but there are situations in life and in law school you read about them, but they're very uncommon, where you can show that because of the oddities of the way some facts played out, laws don't apply the way you hope they would. But a court could still look at it and go, but it's still not fair. And how do we level the playing field here? How do we make the equities balance? What we do is we call it unjust enrichment and say this guy's been unjustly enriched. But if you threaten to do that, what the guy's going to then say is, oh, I don't want it then. Bulldoze it. Remove it at your cost and pay me rent for the time you had the house there. So the best solution would be if the guy was willing to simply swap and take the property next door. You may have to throw in a little sweetener, as they call it, to get it to happen, because the guy really is holding all the cards here. The guy who owns the property underneath the house built by the Texas couple building their forever home accidentally on the wrong property. The story's from iHeart.com. KXAN ran it, and Anna Gallegos wrote it. And questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Concentrate on the task at hand. However trivial, you will feel happier if you do it well, including the dishes.